Do you want to improve the first impression you make? Do you want people to consider you as capable as a man working in the same field? As a woman, you have to pay more attention to the impression you're making because you have to overcome the initial stereotype that pops up in the other person's mind. Oh, it's a woman. Here are a few tips. If you're entering a room with others, try to walk in first. This makes a powerful impression on the people already in the room. If you're on your own walking into a room full of people, stand to the side and quickly survey the room to plan where you'll go. Suppose, then, you see a group of higher-ups. You'd better take this opportunity to walk over and ask them a question related to business. If that is something out of your comfort zone, you can approach the group and stand a little outside of their circle and smile. Wait for a lull in the conversation, and I bet someone will say hello. Then, you need to know about the handshake. As a woman, you can't get away with the advice given to men for a powerful handshake. That's the one where he puts his hand out, palm down, and dominates the shake. My advice is for you to be the first one to put your hand out, thumb facing up. It's important to be the first because that's powerful, but more importantly, because men often don't know if you'll be okay with a handshake. Let him know you are. Also, face him directly, not at an angle, which looks tentative and unsure. Grip his hand firmly and fully. Not any of this fingertip stuff. Smile, look in his eyes, and say something.
What is the initial stereotype mentioned in the talk? According to the speaker's advice, what should a woman do if she is entering a meeting room with other people? What is a woman advised to do if she meets with a group of high-ranking individuals in a room? What should be avoided in a handshake, according to the speaker?